think it did was pretty normal-ish.
How
I don't
did you
know.
guess the right
I
pitch?
don't know. I just slid it down.
It's like dead on almost.
Okay. I guess we could just start now,
Okay.
unless you want to make a plan before we start talking.
We can wing
Okay,
it.
cool, because we
That's
always do
fine.
that.
Yeah.
So, as you can hear, this is not Abrar's voice. So, last time they did a podcast when we were away, and our friend Julian kind of joined in, and Abrar just called him not Natsia. So, this is not Abrar, also known as
it.
Caitlin. She came on the trip with me, and we're going to talk about it today. And yeah.
Okay, where do you want to start?
That's a good
Like,
question.
very start of the trip?
Sorry?
The very start of the trip,
Yeah,
maybe?
sure. Okay, so I guess the first snag we hit was that we had to pay for bags.
Right off the bat.
It was so upsetting. It was like right at the very beginning of the day, we were like all set and we were like, cool, we have this fare and we looked online, we don't have to pay for bags. It was great. And we got there and they're like, so that'll be $120. And we were like, wait, what?
Yeah, first bump in the road was that. Also getting there to the Airbnb was
Yeah, that was a mess.
to say the
Okay, so yeah, so we were staying in Rosny-sous-Bois, I think that's how you pronounce it, but we didn't realize that wasn't in Paris. Okay, so first of all, we went to Paris and Geneva. Oops, that was my bad. I'll turn that off. It's like a running joke with me and Abrar that we always have our phones on. There it is, yep. Okay, while we're doing this. So yeah, so we were staying, so we went to Paris, Geneva, and Strasbourg, and we were staying in Airbnbs for all three of those places. And for when we got to, like, when we landed in Paris, we didn't realize that our Airbnb was like not in Paris because we didn't realize there was like
Other
areas
parts.
outside
Oh
of Paris. So then we got to the taxi,
my God,
she
we're
was
so
like, oh.
stupid.
She was so mad at us because we were like, she was like, oh, like, where are we going? So Caitlin hands her like the Airbnb, like the address and whatever, and she's like, is this in Paris? And she's speaking in French, she's no English, and she's like, in Paris, and we were like, yeah, no, what?
What do you mean,
What
in
do you mean
Paris?
in Paris?
Are
We're
we in
like,
Paris right now?
yes. And she was so mad. She got so fed up with us after a
Oh
while.
yeah, she was totally annoyed with us. That was fine. And then we went to just, like, this random group of boys who only spoke French to ask them how to get into the building. They were not helpful. And
They
that was just
were,
awkward.
yeah, that was terrible.
And then we
They
met
catcalled
this.
you after we like
Did
walked away.
they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear
Yeah, one
them.
of the, I think they were like also drunk. One of the guys when we turned around, they were like, "You're beautiful, by the way." And I was
What?
like,
How
"You
did
didn't hear
they
that?" Oh
not
my gosh. Okay, that's
hear? No. I think
hilarious.
I was just not in it
I
and
was
not
just
in
really done by
the mood.
that
No, I
point,
was
yeah.
done. Long
So
flight. Just, yeah. And then we met this random, very nice lady
Yeah.
who saved our asses, basically. Are we allowed to
Yeah.
swear on this
Yeah,
thing?
that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I think
I
we
should have
market
asked.
this as like a what a family podcast, just
Okay.
so that, I don't know, gets more views. But
I
it's
mean, that
explicit,
means
it's
butt. It's fine.
fine.
It's not that bad. yeah. But anyways, she called the Airbnb lady for us, and that's how we, like, were able to get in and everything. We had to wait there for, like, half an hour.
45
Yeah.
minutes. Yeah.
Just sitting on the grass with our
It was
suitcases.
really sad. We, because like there's like a gate to get into the building premises, and then after that you have to punch in like codes to get into the building. So we kind of snuck in with someone who was leaving the gate. So we went in, and then we just sat there, like waited for
People walking
45
by just looking
minutes.
at us.
Yeah, it was so
Yeah,
bad.
but she was the nicest lady.
Yeah, because before that we were just walking up and down the street, like literally up and down the street. Like I feel like people who passed us were like, what? Why
I
are you
know.
here? And then we went into a bakery for a bit because we were like, okay, we should not just be standing outside. But then there were no seats in the bakery, and then it just got really awkward because we were just
The
standing there.
smallest bakery. We're like
Yes.
blocking the entrance
I
away.
felt so bad.
Yeah. So we left that place,
And then we went
but
outside to sit down, and then our host came and was like, you were early. And we're like, yeah. Whoops.
And every other Airbnb after that, we came super late. So
Yeah.
that was the only one that we were there early for.
But I mean, it worked out. And she was super nice, though. She was
That was
like
my
the
favorite
nicest
Airbnb.
host, yeah.
Yeah, by a long shot. Like, the
Yeah.
location was perfect, really nice, like, inside, and she was super nice too. She made us
Yeah.
crepes for breakfast.
Yeah, it was so nice. She made us homemade crepes all the time. And like, she asked, like, one time on the night, the first day she made crepes, she's like, do you want more? And I was like, maybe tomorrow. It was like kind of like a joke kind of thing. And she made us crepes the next day,
I
too. And I was
know.
like, oh,
And she, like, spent,
thanks.
like, an hour and a half, like, just telling us things to do and, like, how the
Yeah.
train system works. Like, if we didn't learn that from her, I don't think we would have figured it out for the
No.
rest of the trip.
We didn't we okay, we did like some research before we went,
But not really.
but
I
we not really at all.
think that was the most, like, blind, like, I don't know what the word I'm trying to use, but,
Yeah.
like, I've never walked into a trip that, like, not unprepared, because we,
Unknowing.
like, we had book stuff. We, like, spent a lot of time doing that. But I think it was just more, like, we didn't figure out transportation, which was kind of hilarious. I totally forgot to do that.
I mean, I didn't even think of that either. I was just like, you know, we'll get there. We'll take a taxi or something. It's not a big deal. Mm. But, like, I mean, that was harder than we thought it was going to be. Yeah. But we figured it out. It was pretty cool, yeah. Once we, like, got all of our shit together, we were, like, pretty solid.
Yeah. I think once she taught us how to use, like, once we learned the train system in Paris, we kind of figured it out for everywhere else. That helped a lot.
Yes, it did.
What did we even do that day?
I think we walked. Oh, we shopped that day. That was the day where I spent so much money.
We both
did. It was like the first day in the trip.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't actually. That was your day.
Yeah, I spent so much money on the trip because I was just like, I want to be super French. So we went to all these like French stores and like one of the malls that was there. And I bought a top and I bought. What did I buy that day? I bought more stuff.
We bought those chargers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So Europe and Paris, they have, like, a different, like, port, I guess, different outlets, and I forgot that's a thing. And we carry, like, I've traveled a lot to, like, Indian stuff and Europe, and we carry around this, like, multi-port adapter, and I just didn't think that at all to do that this time. Yeah,
that was a surprise to me.
Whoops. So we went and did that, which only turned out to be useful in France, though, because so we went to Switzerland, and then it was a different port. We were like, well, crap.
How did we charge our phones there?
I think it was,
oh, we had a USB thing. You had a USB thing.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. This is still buzzing. That's okay. So, yeah. And then, yeah, so I bought a shirt. I bought pants. I bought, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I remember the shirt and pants.
Yeah. I wore those pants the other day. They're so comfortable. I love them so much. It's like my favorite pair of pants now. Always wear them. And then we went to Zara to go buy jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an interesting experience.
Yeah, day one of trip, and we already had.
We were already fearing for our lives.
Yeah, was... already wanted to go home at that moment.
So what ended up happening was it was like around 6:40 p.m. I remember this because I looked at my watch being like, what time does this mall close?
Yeah.
And there was like this like tall security guard guy like running around telling people and yelling at people in French, and neither of us like speak well. Caitlin speaks French.
Yeah, he was telling us to go downstairs basically. Yeah, and we didn't know why we had to go downstairs. Like he was like, yeah, like the tills are closed, go downstairs, like drop your stuff. Like the lady came and took her clothes from us.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, are they like one when I close like at work, you know, just like rush people out of the store like that. Like you can like finish your purchase, you know what I mean? So that was weird, and then we were looking at the time thinking, what, like, what mall closes at 6:40? Yeah, isn't even, like, a, like, on the hour time, like, what? And we go downstairs, and everyone's, like, they're closing, like, the, they're, like, closing us in basically to the store.
It's basically locking us in, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's, like, there's a manifest going on. I'm, like, what does that even mean? Like, what do you mean by manifestation? Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then we finally got out of the store and noticed all the stores were also closing, and then they were starting to close, like, the full-on entrance to the store, or to the mall.
To the mall, like, the way for the entrance from the subway station into the mall. So we were like, well, how are we supposed to get out of here?
And then people started, like, running and screaming. Panicking.
People were running around, and we were like, what's going on?
And I'm just like, hey, I want to go
and
home.
We're going now. So, yeah, we decided, we ended up getting on the subway and got out of there. So we didn't really see anything that was happening. No. But basically, when we got back to the Airbnb, we told our host what happened, and then she was like, oh, manifestation, yeah, that's Paris. And we were like, what?
What? Like, that's normal for you people?
Yeah, okay. It's just like, that's just like a regular Saturday night. And she's like, yeah, no, it usually happens over the weekends when people don't have work, and it's basically just like people protesting government stuff and rioting and stuff like that. And just
to be fair, we did not go to France at a good time, which is part of the reason, but that's fine. It's fine.
We were okay. We got out of there a little bit traumatized, but we were fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was an interesting
We found out like the day after that it was because they were protesting at, I can't remember what that place was called.
Oh, the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah. And they like started fires or something there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we walked past there almost. No, I think we walked, like, around that area the next day.
We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the signs for it, and I'm like, hey, we're not going there.
Not that way today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun, but then we had crepes, and that kind of made
pizza.
It better.
Yeah, we got pizza. And it was a buy one, get one free, so that was even better.
That was a good time, yes.
Yeah, it made it all worth it.
Yeah. But.
And then what did we do the day after that?
That was the Louvre day. Oh, that was our stupid mistake day.
Yeah. We're actually we're so stupid. Like, it's embarrassing at this point.
Oh, my goodness.
I told my parents they were actually, like, ashamed with us. They were just like, wow, you girls.
My parents were like, wait, really? That's it? Oh, okay, cool. Good that you saw it. And I was like, you, oh, my God.
Really?
Literally, like, how do you not know?
My parents were like, I thought that was, like, a big reason why you were going there. And I'm just like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, no, it totally was. Yes.
It ended up being 100%. A big reason. But, yeah. So we went to that beautiful museum. It was, like, one of my favorite things of that trip.
Yes, it was so nice. We spent, like, 5 hours in there. It was great. We got lost, though. I don't even know how we did that.
Yeah,
like,
very lost.
We started on one side. So, like, in the Louvre, there's, like, three different entrances or three different, like, areas that you can walk towards. Mm-hmm. So we chose one, and we were like, cool, we'll do this one for, like, an hour, then come back, and then do the others. Somehow, I don't even know how this happened, we just walked in, and we were looking outside, and there were, like, windows all around, so we got to see, like, the outside and, like, see different areas of the building. So we were, like, looking, and then maybe, like, an hour or so later, we're like, wait, where did we go? Like, how did we get out? We look outside, and it's, like, the other side of the building. We're like, how did we even do that?
I thought we're like, getting hungry.
A straight line. Yeah.
It's like, I'm freaking hungry at this point.
This was, like, around lunchtime, and we were, like, trying so hard to find a cafe. It
yeah, that's
so
all
sad.
We wanted was just something to eat.
Yeah, we were, like, and we asked, like, the people who are working there, we're like, can you, where's the cafe? Please.
Send help.
Must have food. Oh, man.
Got macarons.
Yeah, that was really good. That was, like, I don't think I've actually had, like, actual macarons before. Like, those are so good.
They were so good.
I feel like every time I've had macarons before then, we're just, like, poorly made or something. Like, I don't know.
Did you eat any of the ones you brought home?
I did. Okay. I had, which one did I have? I don't remember which one I had, but it was good.
Just had one. I would have eaten all of it by now.
I'm trying to save them because, like, I feel like I'll be really sad once they're gone.
Yeah.
I'll just be like,
we'll just have
to go
back. That's all that means. It's fine.
Yeah, easy fix.
So, yeah, we got food, and then we were, where we were exiting, we saw, like, all these souvenirs of the Mona Lisa on it. So we were so confused, because we were just like, is the Mona Lisa in this museum? What? Like, why would they have all these souvenirs for it if it's, like, not in this museum?
Oh, we're so stupid.
Then we see, like, a sign saying, like, Mona Lisa this way, and we're just like, oh my god, we almost left without seeing the Mona Lisa.
So we doubled back in, and there's, like, security for, like, leaving this area, right? Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, we have to come back in. So before, it's so funny, we doubled back, and then we were trying to follow the signs, and it was literally like, if we had just kept walking up the stairs,
we would have gone there.
We just decided to turn around. I don't know why we did that. That was
we
awful.
Just missed it, oh, basically.
It was so bad.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I'm happy we saw it though.
That yes, was like, that would have been so disappointing if we left without
it. It was in this
that.
Like massive room and just this little painting in it. Yeah. Like, the whole room was just dedicated to the Mona Lisa. I'm like, okay.
You could see like all these other rooms with like walls upon walls of just like paintings and it was crammed and everything was there. And then there's just one room.
Yeah.
It was like big, giant like area.
And then we saw the Islamic art, which was like probably my favorite
out of
everything.
It was so
pretty.
Yeah. It was so
and
gorgeous down
last,
there.
Of course.
What?
We did that like last
yeah,
night too.
Very
we didn't even
last.
Know it was there.
Yeah.
And it was
that was
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. We went to the gift shop. Oh,
spent more money.
Spent too much money. both got Mona Lisa puzzles, which was great.
I feel like I probably could have spent a lot more there. My family was really excited about the stuff I got, though. I was like, it's like, whenever we go traveling, it's like one of the things that is like a big checklist point for us is to get the right souvenirs. Or at least my mom and dad are like very much like, we want a fridge magnet. We want something for the showcase. So when I brought all this stuff back, they were like, you did a good job. You're like traveler approved. And I was like, okay.
That's so funny. Yeah, we like, my whole family just like huddled around and we like went through all the stuff I brought. My dad was obviously most excited about the chocolate.
Yes.
Not surprised about that. Matthew actually loved his birthday present.
Really?
Which surprised me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he said it was like really pretty and he really liked it. So that was plus. Was that the night that we had a fancy dinner?
That was the next night, because that was the night we came back. Oh, wait, no.
We went to the Eiffel Tower right after.
We did. Oh, yeah, we walked. So our proudest moment on this trip was that we walked from the Louvre to the Eiffel Tower without using a map.
Yeah, any direction whatsoever. We just did.
We literally were like, okay, let's follow that building. I told Abar that, and he was, like, less impressed, because he was like, wait, isn't the Eiffel Tower, like, gigantic? And
okay,
we were like, well,
still.
We could see it, yeah. But he was like, well, then it's not as impressive. I was like, it's impressive.
It is impressive.
There were lots of streets that all went in the same direction. We chose the right one. Like, you know what?
Yeah. Like, it's very confusing.
We did well.
There, okay.
I was like, you know what? I don't care. We did well.
Yeah. And that was like an hour and a half of walking.
Yeah. That was a good time.
So a lot of pretty stuff on the way, which was great.
Mm-hmm. I think we hit like a lot of like national monuments and
I'm happy
structures.
We did the walk.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we would have seen those things otherwise.
No.
Yeah.
But that was a good time. We walked all the way there, and then we, along the way, we were, like, hesitating at one point, though. We were like, are we going the right way? Yeah. That was the time, though, when we were close enough that the Eiffel Tower was, like, hidden behind some buildings, yeah. So we couldn't see it anymore.
We were it's so like, close.
It's like object permanence, and we're like, no, where did it go? We can't see it anymore. So we stopped and tried to ask for directions. I think it was, like, an American family.
Yeah, they definitely... like, spoke English fluently.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, no, just keep walking this way. And we were like, cool.
Yeah, they're like, we're going there too. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was great.
And then, yeah, we got there. We went up in it. Mm-hmm. That was the most cold I've ever been in my life.
It was so freaking cold up there.
I thought I was going to fly off of it.
We were both, like, from Winnipeg, and we were dying up there.
Yeah, the wind was literally insane.
Yeah.
I've never experienced one like that in my life. That was intense.
This is also, like, the few days in Paris. We left, I think, right when it was getting warm there.
In Paris, yeah.
Yeah. And it was, like, rainy and windy and just cold, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
Which was really upsetting.
The second we got to, like, Geneva, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, like, warm for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the first half was a little...
Rocky,
but it's fine. And we had some really good food mm-hmm. in the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
Which is kind of, like, crazy to think about. We're, like, literally up in the Eiffel Tower and we're eating. Like,
yeah, no kidding. Caitlin fell in love with eclairs.
That day.
That day, yes. She experienced... We bought an eclair. I bought a donut and she bought an eclair and a hot chocolate or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she had it and she was like, this is the best day of my life.
And just,
like,
literally, that's when, like, the obsession started.
Literally every time after that when we went to go for food, she would be, like, looking for eclairs.
Yeah. I think I had, like, I don't know, like, 6 on that trip, maybe.
It's, like, 1 for each day.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, highlight of the trip right there. We got some Eiffel Tower pasta.
That was awesome.
Which my mom was very excited about.
I said that I was giving that to my friend, and my mom was like, wait, why? You have to keep some of it for us. And yeah. I was like, what are you going to do with it? Just, like, eat it? And I'm like, no, I don't want to eat it. It's, like, little Eiffel Tower-shaped pasta. It looks, yeah, so cute. I want to just keep it and just, like, look at it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was when I got the Eiffel Tower... I got, like, a showcase souvenir to put for in our whatever showcase, glass showcase in my house. And that was the one my mom was most excited about. She was like, I don't have this one. Yay. Just, like, put it in the showcase. She's so proud.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And then we've made our way back.
Oh, was that the day when our train, like, took us the wrong way?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Okay.
And we went back
another
and forth.
Stupid moment. We had so many stupid moments. We're just, like...
It's fine.
Okay, so it was, I think, around, like, 9 o'clock or something when we took the train. And we were, like, we were pretty proud of ourselves because we were, like, we're proficient at using the train system and the tram system and the subway, whatever, now. Mm. We know what's going on. We know how to get back. So we took this train to go back to the station that we needed to get onto our tram back to whatever. But basically, we didn't realize that this train, I guess, stops running in this direction at a certain amount of time, or at a certain time during the day. So we got on, it takes us one stop down, and then just stops for, like, 20 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us are stupid, and we're like, oh, this is probably fine. Like,
it's probably taking a break.
Just, like, there's probably a reason for that to be, like, stop this long. Maybe this is, like, a really popular stop.
So we just sat on
stop.
It.
Yeah, we were tired at this point. We were walking all day, and we were just like, hey, we need to stop. Like, we just need to take a break. So we didn't care. We were just sitting there for, like, 20 minutes. And then it starts going the other way.
The way we, like, just came.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're like, oh, wait.
Oh, we're dumb.
So then we got off at that stop, and then we're trying to figure out what's going on, and I think some guy was, like, explaining to us, like, oh yeah, just go to the next stop, get off, and take another train or something.
Yeah.
So, and there was another family on this train with us, I remember.
Going through the same exact problem.
Yeah, they were sitting a few seats behind us, and I think they were, like, waiting to see what we'd do, because I guess they thought that we knew what was going on, when obviously we didn't.
No.
And then, so we get back on this train, takes us back to the same stop that we were just waiting at for 20 minutes. And then we go and find, like, our other whatever train it is to go back. We ended up going back home eventually to our Airbnb, but it was, like, an hour and a half of, mm-hmm. or something like that.
It was, like, ridiculous. 5 trains that we took, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to get there.
I know. It took, like, I think till, like, 11 o'clock is, yeah, when we got back.
It was late.
I got a call from my parents because it was, like, 10:45 at night in,
oh,
Paris.
Yeah, we
and they
both
were
had
like,
calls,
hey,
yeah,
so are you okay? This is my dad. He's, like, being, like, nonchalant. He's like, hey, so how's it going? And we're like, I'm
your,
like,
mom's, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
The typical.
And I was like, yeah, no, we're almost back. And he's like, okay. So funny. I Skyped them that day just to be like, yeah, no, I'm alive, it's all good,
we're fine. I think we didn't eat anything after that because we had leftover pizza.
Yeah, we had pizza
that we left
over,
out,
yeah,
all day.
Whoops. It's fine. Whoops. We could heat it up, it's all,
yeah,
good.
And then Disneyland was the day after that.
Oh, yeah, that was the day we got yelled at.
Yeah.
I honestly thought we were going to be thrown in jail or something.
Me too. When he's so like, bad. Penalty, I'm like,
Like, what do you mean? What kind of penalty?
What did I do? Here's how that day started. We went on the wrong side of the tracks to go there in the first place.
Yeah.
So when we came back down, we tried to go to the other side, and our ticket wasn't working, but I had just assumed it's because we just used it,
right.
And it wasn't, like, accepting it.
Right.
We find out later that's definitely not why, but, so we, like, hop over the thing, because
we're
criminals, like... basically. We get on that train, we get there, and you have to, like, insert your train ticket again to, like, go through the gate to enter the park, and, like, right. After that. So, we're putting our ticket through, and it's not accepting our ticket, and we're so confused as to why. And then this lady comes up to us, holds her tickets for us, and she's like, oh, I'm going to grab somebody for you. We thought she was being nice and helpful. Turns out she was not. this guy comes. He's a total jerk, basically. Like, kind of, like, yelling at us and being rude in French and saying that we owe a penalty. Not telling us what the penalty is, so freaking us out already.
Yeah.
And he's not, like, explaining to us why.
Yeah.
And then he finally does tell us, like, this doesn't go to... What direction were we going?
I don't know. I guess the Disneyland direction. So, like, Disneyland, let's say, was going to the right. If you're looking at a map, it was, like, going right or east, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris was, like, westward, I suppose.
Yeah.
You could say it that way.
So, our ticket was supposed to take us to Paris. That's why it wasn't accepting it in the first place when we tried to go to the other side of the tracks, which we didn't realize.
We didn't know that.
No. So, he could have just explained that to us, but no, he was... He made us pay a fine for 35 euros. Which was definitely a scam, and we got ripped off.
Yeah, I feel like... Because he showed us, like, a thing of, like, different amounts of stuff, and I was like, okay, that doesn't make sense. This is not 35 euro worth of penalty. No.
So we use cash just in case we don't know what their whole system is.
That sucked. That was, like, a 35 euro that we were not expecting to spend on that day.
Nope, that was upsetting. But we went in there, and we had a lot of fun after that. We went... What was the first ride we went on?
I think it was the... Was it the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah.
One?
Yeah,
the ride, so. The water, the whatever. It's like, there was, like, lots of, like, wax figurines of like, Pirates
and, like,
of the Caribbean
characters.
And, like,
mini little drops. Yeah. Very mini, but, like...
It's almost like a water ride kind of thing.
It was so cool. And then we went on that roller coaster after.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun, too. I don't remember what that one was called, though.
Like, that was the Indiana Jones one, right?
Yes.
The Lost Temple, Lost Cave of Jewels, something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something Indiana Jones related.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. It had a loop. We're both, like, adrenaline junkies in that way, where we like roller coasters.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. And then we went to the Rock and Roller Coaster, which I think was my favorite ride. Because it's just so fast. Oh, my God, I love that ride. And we did the Tower of Terror, too, which was really cool.
That was awesome, yeah. I don't remember doing that one ever. So that was really cool to have done. It was, like, it's like one of those, like, Skyfall things. So if you go to, like, Wonderland and... Niagara Falls, no, like, whatever, close to Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
like
Marineland.
Marineland, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderland?
Marineland. We have Canada's Wonderland there, too.
Oh, Canada's Wonderland, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay, got those two mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the sky drop thing where they, like, bring you up super high and then they just drop you all the way down. It's like that, but, like, there's a twist to it, and it was lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. It was great. And you got to, like, see, like, the whole park from, like, the view.
Yeah.
We ate there, too. We got our Paris... Isn't that Paris sweaters?
Yeah, we have matching sweaters now. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm. Love it. yeah, and then right from there, we went for, like, a really nice dinner, basically.
Yeah, we went to, like, a different mall. There was, like, a mall right outside the Louvre, which was, like, really fancy and, like, extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I went to try to find a belt there. And how much? It was, like, 122 euro or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
For a belt, and that's in euro, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
my
which
God.
Is insane. So that was a no. We got some beautiful perfume.
Yes, perfume. That was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
That whole store was, like, really nice.
I got a candle.
Yeah. I got macaroons that day. Oh, yeah, I tried to return them, because...
Yeah.
So they were two chocolate shops, like, literally, like, across from each other.
And we go back and forth.
We were trying to see which ones had the best, like, whatever, macaroons there. Like, different flavors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought... So we decided on one, and I was picking flavors and whatever. Then we come up and we go, like, upstairs because we think there's a food court area there. And then there's, like, another macaroon shop there. And I was like, oh my God, there's more flavors here. So I went back down and tried to return it. And she was like, no, because this is final sale, because this is food. And I was like, yeah, that pretty much...
That makes sense. Yeah,
that
made,
I wasn't expecting for you to take this back at this point.
No. But we still got macaroons, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to that fancy dinner.
Yeah, that was really good. That was, like, our French dinner experience.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cheese board, with lots of cheese. It was so good. And they gave us so much bread with that, too.
Bread and jam.
Yes.
And oh, that is the best combo ever. We need to try that again.
Yes. We were saying, like, literally, we don't even care. We're going to come back. We're going to go to the liquor mart and find, like, a really nice bottle of wine or something.
Mm-hmm.
And get some fancy cheeses from, there's this, like, place off of, like, Taylor or whatever that has this really, like, nice,
it's like a cheese store, like, grocery. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. And have a wine and cheese night.
Yeah.
Be
oh, so good. Oh, and the best French onion soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm getting hungry now. Just think about it.
That was a good time. And creme brulee. That was our first time having creme brulee in France, and that was so good.
Oh, that was just honestly one of my favorite meals.
It was so good.
Yeah, so good. They weren't very nice to us there, though, and the service was horrible.
Took forever to get really any nice help. To us, like, anywhere.
No, in, I think it's just because we spoke English. Just,
yeah.
Not very well French, so.
Oops. Yeah. Oh, well. But yeah, that was good. And then we made our way back, and I think, was that it for that night? That was
all we did. I feel like it. That was pretty late, I think. We got back pretty late that night.
Yeah.
And we had to wake up really early.
Oh, right, to catch our train the next day. Yeah, we did.
We stayed up till like 2 that night, because we were packing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we, woke up super early to catch our train. Oh, delirious that day.
That was a fun time. So, oh, that was a day that we got, I had espresso that day, wasn't it, at the train station? That was the worst experience I've had ever.
And we got those, like, gross. French toast, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had, they had, like, French toast in, like, circles in the Paris train station before we went to Geneva. We were hungry. So they had, like, they were, like, little, like, cylindrical French toast things, but it was so sweet. I couldn't eat it.
I liked it.
It was too sweet for me. But also, I had, like, espresso right before that, so I think my taste buds were probably, like, maybe shot after that.
Mm-hmm.
Literally tasted like battery acid. It was so gross.
Yeah, that's true.
So gross.
And I had, like, a dark chocolate, hot chocolate, which I did not like.
I had the rest of yours.
Yeah. Good times. Was that the train that we were going and, like, finding the restaurant and stuff?
I think that was a different. Oh, maybe. I don't remember. I think both of them had restaurants.
I remember one that we were like.
Okay. I remember one we like sat in the restaurant. Yeah.
I feel like it was that one.
Oh, okay. I don't actually remember.
So I think that's when I started to feel sick.
Is that the one where you ordered orange juice? Okay. Then that's probably it.
Yeah, I think so. And the second we got in Geneva, we loved it. Yes. It was beautiful there.
It was so much prettier than Paris.
I remember, like, taking a video on the train because it was, like, above ground.
Yeah.
And, like, being like, oh, this is so cute. And then.
It's so pretty. There's the landscape. As soon as I see, like, mountains, I'm sold. Like, mm-hmm. I love the mountain landscape. So, like,
Geneva was definitely my favorite, like, in terms of the beauty of it. It was so pretty there. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a hard time finding Airbnb either, really.
No, we did pretty well on that day. People were friendlier there when we asked for directions.
Because they had more tourists.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So we went into, like, the shop. So we figured out how the metro system worked pretty quickly there, which was really good. And we were in a, we just, like, went into, like, a random shop, and then she, like, was, like, going outside with her Google Maps and trying to, like, figure out how to get us to where we're supposed to go.
She's so nice.
I know. And the Airbnb host wrote, like, the number is 4 and then 2. So we were looking for 42 when it was actually 24. He wrote it, I don't know why he wrote it like that.
Yeah.
So.
That was great.
But, yeah, we ended up finding it. We were late. We were, like, maybe an hour or so late.
Mm-hmm.
So when we said we were going to be there. And the guy was so chill. It was really weird.
Yeah. He was very chill. Was like, super nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, his place wasn't the nicest, really.
Yeah. It was, like, comfortable, but I didn't take a shower.
No.
For, like, 2.5 days. Because I was like, maybe not.
Yeah, because the door didn't close fully
in
the bathroom, which was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
We wanted to obviously see us.
Maybe not.
Yeah. So we, that was fun. That day, we, like, put our stuff down. We got, like, changed and stuff. And then we walked around the city, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything by foot. Like, we got pretty far.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the day we tried to find the museum, but we couldn't, right?
That was that day. Yeah. That was the only fail of our entire trip, was that.
I think we gave up so hard on that. Oh, my goodness. So there's, like, this art and history museum that our host, like, showed us on the map. So we were like, cool, let's try to do this. And we were like, we figured out Paris. We can totally do Geneva. No. It's so hard. It's so much more confusing there. It's just, like, the streets, like, don't go in straight lines,
no.
I guess. They're, like, lots of them, and
they're
they all go all over the place.
Oh, my God.
And then, oh, my goodness. So, and they change names, too. So we got so confused on where we were supposed to go. And I think we were really close, actually. I was telling Bro about this earlier, and he was like, or later, and then he was Google Mapsing it and being like, oh, if you just went in the other direction, you would have been there.
I know.
And I don't know, we gave up at that point.
We saw the big chess game, though.
Yeah, the big chess boards. I love that. So, you know those, like, stereotypical, like, scenes in the park where people are playing chess on the sitting on, like, rock tables and stuff like that? These are, like, giant chess boards of, like, human-sized chess pieces, and people were playing chess, and it was great. I love that.
It was great. And then we found a really nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm. They were really nice to us, yeah, too. This was at, like, 5:30, yeah, and we were cold and tired.
We had walked all day. Our feet were, like, done. And we also got no sleep the night before, so we were, yeah, so tired. And it's so weird there, because in Geneva, places close from 12 to 2, mm-hmm, and then they open again. And then they close again at 6, and then restaurants don't start serving food until 7. Mm-hmm. So we got there at, like, 5:30, and we just wanted to sit and, like, just drink, like, hot chocolate or something, like... And he's like, yep, yeah, like, dinner won't be served for, like, an hour and a half. And we're like, that's fine. Can we sit here? And he let us, which was awesome. And we just sat there and talked. Yeah. And then we got some really good food. We got pasta, mm-hmm, right?
That was our pasta. I got fish that night. I got, mm-hmm, cod. Yeah.
Yeah. But and, yeah, like, the best dessert ever. Like, so good. I don't even know what it was. I literally don't know.
What was it called? It was, like, marshmallow snow cloud or, yeah, something. I don't know. I'm probably making that up. But it was something to do with snow.
Something, yeah, like a snowball or something.
Egg snow or something.
Yeah. I don't know. But
it's like this, like, cloud of, like, marshmallow
goodness. And it was, like, in a custard, like a soup of custard around it almost. Oh, it was so good. What'd you get again?
I don't know what I got. Did I get a chocolate thing? No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was chocolate related. It was, like, a square.
Oh, I know what I got. I don't know what it's called, but it almost was, like, layers of chocolate with, like, wafer and, yeah, like another caramel cream or something. Yeah, mm-hmm, it was good.
Yeah. And we, yeah, trained back. Mm-hmm. And then the next day...
That was our mountain tour day.
Oh, yeah. That was honestly a highlight of the trip. Yes, I think, like, Mona Lisa so and Chamonix there. Those are the two. Yeah. Yeah, so woke up super early again. Mm-hmm. We actually made our way to that stop,
yeah, pretty easily. Yeah, we got there. We got there 15 minutes ahead of schedule.
We thought we were going to be late, didn't we?
Yeah, we thought we were going to miss it. I was, like, getting anxious around 8 o'clock, and I was like, oh, we don't know where to go yet. And we're, like, at the main train station, and we're like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
But it was actually not that bad, and we got there around 8:15, and our tour didn't start till 8:30, so, mm-hmm, that was pretty good.
A nice comfy bus.
Yes, it was great. Although, places said that they had Wi-Fi when they didn't, which I was sad
multiple
about
times.
I was just, yeah, like, oh, this bus has Wi-Fi, and it's like, no, it does not.
No.
It's like, aw. But... The tour guide was nice. He was, like, this old British man.
Yeah.
Who was telling...
Kind of sassy.
Yeah, he was sassy. Yeah. It was so funny, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a really good trip. We went all the way to the top of the mountain,
mm-hmm,
and I was so lightheaded. I don't even know.
Yeah, it was hard to breathe up there.
I was not expecting
he
that.
Said it was, like, around... We were 13 or 14 Eiffel Towers high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was one of the most, like, beautiful places I've ever seen in my, mm-hmm, life.
It's so nice.
But, yeah, we, like, walked up a flight of stairs and we almost died.
Yeah, we were, like, so out of breath. And we were just, like
I'm blacking out.
We just take a break and we literally just, like, went inside and, like, tried to catch our breath for, like, 15 minutes, yeah, or something.
It was hard to breathe.
Oh, my goodness. It was really bad. And, like, he was telling, you know, it's, like, people aren't used to being this high up. And I was, like, you know what? It's, like, it'll be fine. Like, you know,
I didn't
I was
expect
like,
that.
I run, so it's like, you know, yeah, I play French horn, yeah, my cardiovascular strength is like okay.
Yeah.
It's like my lungs are probably fine. Like, yep. No. It was so bad.
Yeah. We got some souvenirs up there.
Yes.
Took a lot of pictures. Mm. My phone died.
It was really cold up there, yeah, so that made sense. Oh, I put up my poster. I bought a poster. I just put it up this morning, and it's actually so much bigger than I thought it was. It takes up, like, a really huge chunk of my wall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had to, like, rearrange my room. My room is, like, filled with posters, so I had to, like, rearrange it. Now I've got, like, posters lying on the floor, and I don't know what to do with them anymore. So I'm, like...
That's funny.
I'm trying to, like, organize it.
On the roof.
I'm, like, actually, I would think I would actually really want to do that. My ceiling's stucco, though, so it's kind of, like, hard to, like, stick anything up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I might try to do that, see if it works. Yeah.
Worth a shot. Yeah. We went back down the mountain and we did the ice cave,
mm-hmm,
which was awesome.
That was fun.
450 steps down, 450 steps up.
That was going down wasn't too bad.
No, that was easy.
That wasn't bad. When we were walking back up,
I was sweating.
I hated that.
I was literally awful. Sweating. It was so hot.
And it was like, he said there were ramps along the way. The ramps started from, like, the very top, and then they just never existed.
They never
had,
yeah. So you pretty much went up the whole way by the time you got a ramp.
Yeah.
So that didn't help. But the ice cave was amazing. Mm-hmm. I did not expect it to be like that.
It's gotten so low to where it was, though. Like, on the way, there were, like, little markers as to, like, where it was. It's like, if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, it shows you, like, the water line as to, like, how high whatever water used to be or something like that. And you can, like, see how much it's, like, gone down. Yeah. It's crazy. But it was really pretty in there. They had, like, ice sculptures and, like, there was, like, a chair. It was, like, an ice throne or something.
Yeah, we sat on that.
Like Elsa.
From Frozen. Took so many pictures.
It was great. We saw, like, skiers. People were, like, skiing there, but they had to, like, climb back up 500 stairs with their skis. There was, like, no lift
that was
for
wild.
Them.
Oh, my God. So I don't know how they did that, to
I
be
don't
honest.
Know. I was, like, tired without... I had a bag with me, like, a purse and maybe, like, one handheld, like, grocery bag thing for souvenirs.
Yeah, for, like, souvenirs that we had bought. Yeah, that was it.
It was
and
ridiculous.
We were dying. And that, like, we went on that... the cable car going to the ice cave, and they had a little boy in it with us, with his mom.
Oh, he was so cute.
He had, like, the cutest little accent. They were probably from the UK.
Yeah, somewhere from the UK. It was a very, like, specific accent. I'm not sure where it's from, but he was asking, like, why for every single thing.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Everything, he was like, why? Why? And his mom was giving all these reasons.
His mom was so patient. He was like, why are the skiers, mommy? And the mom was like, well, because, darling, it's because they're going skiing. And he's like, why?
Everything.
It was so cute. And his mom was so patient.
Yeah, she was very patient.
I have a funny skiing story. I was listening to Abrar and Julian's podcast from when they did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up now. You should go listen to it. It's really funny. Julian's a great, hilarious guy, so it's funny. So Abrar told the story about this time in grade 3 where we went skiing as, like, a class. So I'm going to give my side of the story.
Okay.
Because I think it's important that people hear this part, too. So basically, in Dalhousie, it was, like, a very, like, they like to, like, take us out and do cool things like snowshoeing and, like, skiing and stuff. So in grade 3 we all had, like, this cross-country skiing kind of trip. It was literally just taking us out to the field that's right outside our school and going around in a big circle with our teacher in the front and all of us kind of following the leader skiing behind him. All is well and good. Abrar steps on my ski and my boot falls off and I fall to the ground. So this is the time when, you know, everyone's wearing snow pants and you're dressed up like basically a giant marshmallow, so it's really hard to move around. So I lost a boot and I'm, like, sitting in the snow with my socks trying to get my shoe on, holding up the entire rest of the line as people are trying to be like, what's happening? And obviously, Abrar is just like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. We'll go. It's all good. Blah, blah, blah. He just, like, keeps going. And I feel like, and then everyone's just, like, passing by me. And he's like, Matt, are you okay? What happened? Oh, no. And, like, my teacher's, like, on the other side of the field. And I'm just sitting there in my wet sock, just being, like, super embarrassed by people just, like, skiing past me. And my teacher's like, I'm coming. Just hang tight. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Like,
I can't
get up right now. Because, like, my other ski is still on and I can't get the other boot off. So it was just a mess. So, yeah. I would like to believe that was accidental, but that is now a story of our past lives. It was a humiliating time.
That's so cute, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, that's funny.
So, yeah, I really wanted to go skiing, though, up on that mountain.
Me too. It looked kind of scary.
It did, yeah.
Like, I think, like, we would not die. Skilled enough for we that. Have to be more experienced, yeah. But it was very pretty.
Yeah. There was, like, this beginner ski class that people were doing, which I was, like, really tempted to do, but there wasn't enough time to, like, do that and do everything else in the day. But that was fine. We'll go back and see you one day.
Time.
It's fine. That was a night.
We got eclairs.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
And, like, chocolate. Oh, yeah, we got our chamomile chocolate.
Oh, you got a ring that day.
Yes, I did. I love it. I always get compliments on it now.
Yeah?
Yeah, people notice it. I didn't think anyone would because it's so small. But, yeah, everyone's like, where is that from?
Now you have a cool story. Yeah, yeah. You can be like, oh, it's from this, like, really cool shop up in France.
Yeah, no big. It's fine. That's, like, normal everyday life.
I have, like, I wear 3 rings on my left hand. I don't know. I just, like, kind of got used to it. So my friend got me a ring back in, like, when was it? I think high school. It was just, like... She moved away and then she sent me a ring for my birthday and I was like, I liked owls or something. So I had an owl ring on for a long time. And then after that one broke, I ended up buying a spoon ring. So because I've always wanted a ring made out of a spoon. So I started wearing that and then I got a pinky ring and then they both got stolen one day when I was in Brazil. That's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
But they were stolen. So I had to replace them and then ended up getting a third ring just because I liked it. So now I wear 3 rings. So I am, like, very pro ring.
Yeah, she inspired me, basically.
I converted her to ring wearing on that trip. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very last minute because she was like on the phone talking. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I want this ring, but we don't have time because we have to catch our bus. So we're like, hey, let's just go. And I'm walking and we're like walking from the store and I'm just like, I want that ring. And Matthew's like, go back and get it. And I'm like, okay.
She looks so sad. And you're like, okay, no, you need to get it. Send it back.
So yeah, we got it really quickly and then ran off and caught the...
We just caught the bus. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did we do after that?
That was our night when we went to go get pasta for dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
That was good.
And we realized they charged us for water.
Yeah. So we didn't get water. Oh my goodness. Yeah, a few days before that, we got water. And it was €6 on our bill. Yeah. And we were like, what?
Yeah, for water. It's
like €3 for each of us for water. And we had like maybe one glass and we were like, oh yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So we like tried not to we had water bottles on us, but we didn't order water. Of course I take one bite. I take one bite and I start choking on my food. So I have to like take the water bottle out of from my bag and like chug it. Oh my god, that was so embarrassing.
Yeah, we'd literally be like ducking under the table.
Drinking our
like,
water.
Oh my god. Grabbing a twig from our water bottles. Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, they didn't say anything about it, so...
Yeah. And we're asking the guy for the Wi-Fi password, and he goes, je ne sais pas, which means, like, I don't know in French.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, no, that's the password.
So funny. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. What a good joke.
Yeah, so creative.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was... Oh, right. And then all this time, for the past, like, two or day and a half or something, we've been getting, like, messages from our tour guide for... the next day for our chocolate tour. So we were really excited about this chocolate tour. This is literally the whole reason I went on this trip to begin with. But like, honestly, I was so excited for this chocolate tour. I'm a huge chocoholic fan. I'm a huge chocoholic. Very big fan of chocolate. But basically, we got text saying that we were the only two registered for this tour at this particular time. And it might not run if there's only two people. So we were like, okay, well, now we have to find something else to do and blah, blah, blah. But it kind of worked out because there's a girl who kind of signed up, like, last minute for it. So thank you to her because that was really great as a tour.
That was also another highlight. That tour was amazing.
It was so good. I was, like, I was so happy the whole time.
Me too. We got to go on, like, a little ferry boat, which was beautiful. And we'll get to the cheese part after.
Yes.
But we had, like, hot chocolate I've never had before in my life. Mm-hmm. It was, like... pure chocolate liquid, basically. Yeah. Like, it was so weird. Good. It was so good.
It's amazingly good.
How many chocolate shops did we go to?
I think we went to... Okay, we went to that French one where we got hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to that... remember she took us to a place and then we ate on a bench outside?
So yes.
Technically, that's two. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the one where we got chocolate mousse.
That was
mousse.
So good.
That was... Oh, my God.
That was beyond good.
So deliciously amazing. Good. Oh, my goodness. And then there was the one where we got to smash the chocolate with our hands.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a story about this. I forget the entire history behind this story, but there's, like, this event that people do. I don't know. Is it supposed to be, like, in celebration of winning something?
Some war. Yeah.
Okay. So they won a battle of something. Oh, I feel so bad because I can't remember this. And I was, like, listening to the story so intently, too. And I was like, I'm not going to forget this. And I forgot.
Dang it.
But I just got excited for the chance of smashing the chocolate thing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so she's going to be the wisest and the youngest, right?
I think it's, like, the oldest and the youngest, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, the girl that was with us was, like, 30-something. Mm-hmm. And I'm 22, so I'm
And, of
youngest,
course, I'm
so.
In the middle. So
it's, like, the story of your life.
Yeah, right.
Middle child syndrome.
Yeah, it's fine. So I videotaped it, though.
It was really fun. So the story is basically after this battle, people would, like, you would hold hands, like, kind of cross-link, like, thumbed hands, I guess, and, like, you'd smash this chocolate, like, bowl, and inside of this chocolate bowl there was, like, more chocolate and, like, fruit and stuff inside, or, like, chocolate candied fruit or whatever. It was so good. But, like, that was fun to smash. And she was, like, we didn't realize how hard we were supposed to, like, actually hit it. And we just, like...
You guys went hard.
Went for it. We were just like, yeah, let's smash the chocolate.
I have it on video. It's great. That actually was really good chocolate, though.
It was really good.
It had, like, fruit inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was really yummy. And then, like, yeah, that was fun. And I guess that came from the same store that we went to at the very end.
At the very end, yes.
We got pink chocolate. There's chocolate that's pink that's actually just like that. It's not because... like coloring or anything.
No.
It's just pink.
Yeah.
That was
it's
cool.
Like a new
I didn't
type
know that.
Of chocolate they're coming out with.
But I did not know that.
We went to a chocolate shop where they had a lion made out of chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that place. Yeah.
That was super cool. And they were so sweet. It was like a son and
mom and pop. Yeah. Mom and, son store.
Owned business. Yeah. So that was cool.
It was called a Charlie chocolate or something. No,
Charlie and then a last name. I don't know what the last name is. But the Charlie was from the Charlie Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the last name is from. Ganache.
Charlie Ganache. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Then we went to Settler?
Yeah. That was like a small kind of
That's where we got our chocolate from, mainly. Yes. Because it was so good. She kept giving us samples, too, when we went back to get the chocolate.
I know.
And I was like, I can't eat anymore.
She knew she was going to get a sale from us, so yeah. She was like, here, taste this, take more.
I'm
just
like, I can't, I'm going to die.
It was so good.
And then we went to a place that was in a hotel. Mm-hmm. That was our last stop, which is where we got the pink chocolate from, which is beautiful in there. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how much that hotel would have been to, like, stay there.
Yeah.
The bathroom was so nice.
And we learned there that people drink tap water.
Yeah.
Because the water in Geneva is just, like, super clean. Yeah. Which we could see because, like, walking outside, it's, like, crystal blue.
You could see the bottom. Pretty. Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd love to go swimming there one day if it's, like, similar. But, because we had tap water in France and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
I could not drink it.
Awful.
And so then gross. We found out already way too late into our trip that we could have, like, water from Geneva and it was so good.
Yeah.
And then is where she gave us the tip to get chocolate fondue, or cheese fondue, sorry, and wine.
Yes.
And you have to drink it with white wine, apparently.
Yeah. I feel like that's just, like, something they tell you to be, like, I don't even know. It's, like, she said the way she said it was, like, first of all, if you eat cheese fondue with water, you'll look like a tourist, and this is, like, a very local area, so don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you have to drink it or eat it with white wine.
Something about digestion.
Yeah, because if you eat it with water or milk or something, it's just not good for your digestion. So if you eat it with wine, it's good for digestion.
I'm like, sure. Like, we're going to do it anyways.
Okay. But I mean, we're not complaining about getting white wine, but it, like, yeah.
So it was funny. Because we're not, like, huge wine drinkers.
No.
So, well, like,
I mean,
we like the sweet wine.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
We're getting there. That's
branching out, but, like, yeah. I usually just like rosé, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like wine just in general. So I was happy I wasn't complaining about that one.
I'm a wimp. I just get the rosé. It tastes like juice. It's great.
It does. It's so good. That's why sangrias are just the best thing. It's literally like drinking juice.
Oh my god, I love sangria.
Dangerous.
Next time we should go for sangria.
Oh, yes. I'll take you to that place, SIBO. They have like really good sangria there.
Where is
like the bread and cheese place. It's like by the waterfront. By the Forks area.
Oh yeah, I want to do that. Yeah. We need to do that. Mm-hmm. And that place was on the water where we got the cheese.
It was like so there's the long dock that we could walk down at the end. They had this like outdoor, like, I don't even know what to call it, canteen, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was so pretty. And I loved it there. We took pictures of us drinking wine.
Yeah.
Great. We went right up to a swan and took pictures of it, almost touched it.
Yeah. There were lots of swans there, yeah. I forgot about that. They're like very accustomed. They're like not like the geese we have here. Like when you get too close to the geese, they hiss at you and they like try to bite you. Yeah. They were like super calm. They were just like sitting there.
I guess so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, I can't remember what we did that night.
Because we had to train to Strasbourg that day.
Right, I forgot.
Yeah, so we didn't have to reserve any tickets for this train because U-Rail, it's really cool. There's some trains that can just kind of like hop on and kind of go. So we took like a later train in the afternoon.
Later than we had planned.
Yeah, that's because we got sidetracked by the cheese fondue.
Yeah.
That was well worth it. Though.
Yeah, 100%. Not mad about it.
That was really good. Mm-hmm. And then, so we left our bags back at our Airbnb, so we went and got those, and went back to the train station and caught our train. And then we went to Strasbourg. Again, we did not plan our transportation.
No.
And this is where it really kind of went and bit us in the ass, because we were like, oh crap, spent like an hour trying to figure out how to get to our Airbnb, because...
Oh, I'm walking with our suitcases.
Yeah, that was awful, because our suitcases at this point are pretty full and heavy.
So full, I could barely close it.
Yeah, we had to rearrange them, like, in Strasbourg before we left. Oh,
good times. But,
So, yeah, and, like, no one knew where this street was. Like, we kept asking them, and we're like, do you know this address? And they're like, oh, no, we don't know this. And I was like, what? Yeah. How?
So we struggled to find our way, basically.
Yeah.
It took us, like, an hour and a half to finally get there. The lady was pretty annoyed with us. She was nice, but, like, her text messages said otherwise. So I feel like she was annoyed that we were
late. It was, like, 10:30 by the time we got there, and it's already, like, late, and things close decently early. It's like a tourist town and it's not very big, so it's like I guess things just like don't function after like 9.
Yeah.
So it was late.
We got there and it was the biggest disappointment of the whole trip. Because she didn't have Wi-Fi. So you can imagine how that went. Like, I'm honestly kind of proud of us. We went like 3 days without Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it was
like
really good. For people who use Wi-Fi all the freaking time, that was impressive.
Thank you.
We resorted to, so basically that day, we had to tell our families that we'd made it because we didn't have any other access. Because the last text they got from me, I think, was like, arrived in Strasbourg. Text when reaching Airbnb.
Yeah, so if I don't tell them I made it, they're going to think I'm dead.
It's like, what could have happened in that hour and a half? So basically, I used data that day. I didn't look to see how much that cost, actually. Mm. I should check that.
We asked Lady Sophie if we could send a text on her phone to her parents. Yeah. So we did that. And then I started thinking, my mom's going to think someone maybe sent that
text. Yeah, right? We were, going to, all the scenarios of kidnapping and, oh my goodness. It was, so I ended up using data to, make a hotspot and then, kind of text our families being so we don't have Wi-Fi, so if you don't hear from us for a few days.
Don't panic, we're fine. You're not going to hear from me, but.
And we thought, okay, maybe this place doesn't have Wi-Fi, but, stores and stuff will have Wi-Fi. That's what we've been doing this whole trip. Whenever we see a restaurant, we'll, try to connect. No. We go to restaurants or we go to shops and they're like, oh, no Wi-Fi available. It's only for the system for, inputting numbers or whatever. And we're like, oh, okay. So in this whole town, the only spot that we were consistently able to find Wi-Fi, McDonald's.
Yeah.
That was great.
And a train station.
And a train station. So the main train station.
We sat in one for an hour and a half while I downloaded Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodes onto my iPad so we could watch them at night.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was fun. I think the biggest issue was just that we didn't know where things were. Mm-hmm. And, the next day, we didn't have anything planned, so we basically just, walked around the town to figure stuff out.
So
we
did pretty well. Yes. We ate lots of good food, had crepes.
Lots of crepes. I had lots of crepes. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Oh, that was the day I tried Café Breton, I think. The alcoholic coffee.
Did not like that.
We did not like that at all.
It was
goodness.
11 in the morning drinking
coffee. It was so bad. Hey, okay, I've never had Irish coffee before, and I've always wanted to try it. And I was like, you know what? This is the same mentality I had when trying espresso. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? We're in Europe. I can try espresso. This is, where espresso is, supposed to be, whatever, authentic, I guess. I don't know. Or, stronger, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then I was like, sure, I'll try it. So I tried a Café Breton, which is basically Irish coffee with, something else in it. I don't remember. It was a really bad decision.
Yeah, very strong.
It was so strong. And it was, hot, too, so the alcohol, burn was, even more intense.
Yeah.
I got through, almost, maybe halfway. I'm gonna say halfway. I don't even think it was halfway, but I'm gonna say halfway to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink it anymore.
I was, encouraging you. I'm like, you have, three quarters left.
I know.
You need to drink more.
You can do it.
Drink it. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, no.
I got your beret.
That was the day I got a beret. It was exciting. It was, the first thing we found, too. It was, a shop filled with hats and belts. That was perfect. Because, the night before, we were looking at all of our, statements and, our receipts and stuff. And we were like, okay, we need to stop spending money if we want to, stay on budget. So we were like,
that was, our most expensive day, though.
Yeah.
Or one of the most expensive.
I know. Because we were like, okay, so my goal was to find a beret and a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin's goal was to find a box and there's something else that you wanted, right? An umbrella?
Okay. I didn't get either, but
you got other stuff.
It's okay. Fine.
So the first shop that we found was literally a hat and belt store.
Which is perfect.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's wow. So I got a beret, I got a belt. And then we just walked around some more and did some shopping. Oh, you bought a dress that day. So did I.
Oh, yeah.
That was the day
we
bought
dresses.
Dress. Yeah. That was a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got food and then we found the cathedral.
Yes.
I bought a three-dimensional puzzle
yeah.
of the cathedral.
I got a rosary. Michael loves it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, he, keeps talking about it. It's just one rosary. You can calm down. It's it's so pretty.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. What else did we do that day?
What else? I think we camped out in McDonald's for a bit because we found Wi-Fi. And then we decided to go to... Was that the day we went to the restaurant that was close by our place?
Yes.
Yeah,
that
okay.
is.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Got more pasta.
More pasta, yes. It was good.
And apparently limeade is 7-Up.
Yeah, there was and the list of drinks there, it was Coke, Pepsi or whatever, and limeade or whatever. So
yeah,
he was
like,
oh, limeade, let's do
it. I love limeade, sure. I hate Coke. And then he brings us 7-Up. I was okay. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we had pasta, and then I think we went back and watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine for a bit because we didn't have anything else to do without Wi-Fi in our Airbnb.
Fell
yeah, I fell asleep. Yeah.
It's fine.
I usually fall asleep watching shows anyway, so.
I did that earlier in the trip, too. It's all good.
And then, what do we do the day after that? Oh, that was the day Wine tour. Boat tour and wine tour. Oh, we did like the impromptu boat tour thing.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, that was fun.
I almost fell asleep on that boat tour.
Yeah, it was so relaxing though.
Yeah.
It was just like, they just like had us, they took us around the entire like town mm-hmm. on the river and like, yeah, it was just like really relaxing. It was,
yeah. Easy to fall asleep on mm-hmm. that thing.
And we had just had food before that because right. we were going on a wine tour and we were like, okay, we gotta like load eat up on something. Carbs and get our stomachs full so before we go hammered. Taste like. No, actually, I was feeling it by the end of that tour yeah, too. I didn't think I would be.
I was definitely feeling it. It was fun though. I feel like we were so giggly.
Yeah. Well, there was. Yeah, okay, we'll get there.
We'll get there. We almost missed that wine tour actually.
Because freaking directions are the worst in Strasbourg.
It's just so bad.
Like, they told us, okay, the directions on the thing said go to, like, Gare de whatever. So, like, this station. Yeah, it's, like, the main station in Strasbourg. They said go there, and it said number 4. So, we get there, and we're like, okay, we're at the main station. It took us forever to find our way there from where we were to begin with. But we got there eventually. It was, like, a lot of walking, and then, like, a last-minute tram ride, which we didn't pay for. Kind of just like hopped on. We were like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's that was do a little bit
it
sketchy.
Wouldn't let us pay for it. And then the tram was coming and we were like so close to like the time that we mm-hmm. had to be there. So we're like, we don't really have a choice. Like, we have to get on this thing.
Yeah.
We're going to miss it. And honestly, if we didn't get on that thing, we would have missed it.
Yeah.
So.
So we got on the tram, we went to the station, and then we're trying to find number 4. And basically, we see number 3, we see number 5. There's no number 4. And we go to, like, the information center, and there's a lady in there, and we're asking, we're like, so do you know, like, where number 4 place, whatever this is? And then she's like, no, this is 20. And we were like, what, there's supposed to be a post office close by. And she's like, there's no post office close to here. And we were like, that was zero help, okay? And so basically, just after us, like, walking up and down the street for a little bit, like, not being able to find it. We were about, I don't know, I was about to give up at that point.
No, I was,
literally,
I was
like,
done.
It was, like,
three people gave us 3 different directions.
Yeah.
So we're just like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
So confused. Ugh. We ended up, like, getting to where the post office was, and no one was there. So we're just like, okay, like, I'm, like, so confused at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady's like, are you guys looking for a wine tour? And we're like, yes. And she has, like, the bus and the people in it. And so, yeah, she found us last minute. She was like, I was going to leave in, like, 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Good timing.
Like, we made it.
Yeah.
And, okay, the building number was number 9, not number 4. There's literally 0 number 4 there.
So that was a lie.
I think that was a misprint on the thing, but, like, still, that was just so stressful.
Yeah, it was
very. It was just like, ugh. But, yeah, we ended up making it, so it all worked out. It's fine.
Van. And there's, like, this family, like, 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, this other couple. And we just sit, like, where the 2 spots were available. So I was, like, in the front row and she was in the back row.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like, stopped at this one location to, like, I don't know, she told us about the buildings, we took some pictures. And then we were done taking pictures, so we went back to the, because she said, like, meet up here when you guys are taking pictures. So we went back and, like, sat in the van next to each other because we're together. So, like, why wouldn't we sit next to each other?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think it was assigned seating, right? Like, it's fine.
And they didn't leave their stuff in any particular spot.
No.
There was one woman who left her sweater in her seat. So I was like, okay, not touching that. If you left it there, that's your, whatever. Maybe you want that spot.
Yeah.
So we got there first. We sat down.
And then they come to the car. And what does she say? She said something so, like...
Oh, she was, like, she looked at us and they kind of just stood there for a while and, like, didn't talk to us for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was, like, trying not to make eye contact because I was like, I think they want their seats back. But also they're not saying anything, so this is weird.
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, I guess we're playing musical chairs now. And what was
like the old hag. Like, oh my god. And so we just kind of, like, laughed and we're just like, okay, whatever. So we're gonna be playing that game, I guess.
So, and then she makes a big deal. She had her stuff, like, in the very back mm-hmm. row. And then she makes a big deal of, like, being like, oh, no, fine, just hand me my stuff and I'll sit in the middle row. It's no big deal, whatever. I was like, why didn't you just stay in the back row and have one of your kids move up to the middle row? I don't understand why. I don't know. Anyway, I would have happily switched seats if they just told us they wanted
they
to sit there.
Yeah, they said something, but
They didn't, and
like,
they were being rude. And then,
super rude.
So we were like...
I was just like, I didn't know it was assigned seating in here. Like, sure. So yeah, that was pretty funny the whole way. We just hated on this lady the entire time.
So that was the moment where we bonded on this trip. Because we realized that we hated the same kind of people.
Which is, like, honestly so important in a friendship.
Oh,
if
man.
You hate the same people, then you're on the same, like, page. It's great. So she kept saying stupid ass comments the entire time, like trying to sound smart, oh but like goodness. Was just dumb. What'd she say?
She said stuff my favorite was the aroma of this wine is so aromatic. Like okay, why would you say
and
that?
Then she said something about something that's like just so like. It's like common sense. What did she say? Something like
something with the grapes being
like dry.
Oh yeah. So they were talking about like different grapes that you use for different wines or whatever. And like neither of us know much about like wine and whatever production. I guess. No. Yeah. Like we just like drinking wine. It's just
that's
fun.
All that matters.
Yeah. And they were talking about like different like you know whatever aspects of it. And then something about one of the grapes being a little bit drier in certain conditions or something like that.
Yeah.
And then this woman was like, oh yeah, because if the grapes are dry, there probably isn't as much juice in it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that is the definition of, yes.
Like, stop being an idiot.
Why? Oh my goodness.
I just looked at myself and I'm like, no.
There were so many things that she said on this trip, and we just kept looking at each other being like, okay, mental note to make fun of this later.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We took some funny pictures of us eating food.
Yes.
While already having drank a few glasses, so we were definitely a little tipsy.
I was doing okay.
Yeah.
I was pretty okay was until the very end.
Yeah.
I honestly wish I bought that bottle of wine, though.
Me too. I have so much regret about that. I, like, think about it sometimes.
No, me too. I think about it sometimes when I go out for drinks, and I'm just like, it's not the same.
No. I'm like, damn it, this is all I ever wanted was that wine.
Oh, it was so good. It was so sweet. And it didn't taste like alcohol at all.
No. Just, I feel like we should have got a bottle.
We should have.
Split it into two smaller bottles.
Yeah.
And then, like, even though I would have, like, opened it and probably ruined it a little bit, drank it right when we got
home. We should have just, yeah, we
like,
should have just had it.
On the plane, even. Oh, yeah.
Just. Ugh. I was like, because they didn't even ask us about it. The reason why we didn't end up buying a bottle was because we were like, oh, bringing back alcohol is going to first add weight.
Yes.
And then they're going to ask us about alcohol, and then it's going to, like, you know, going to run into problems and stuff. They didn't ask us about anything about that.
Nothing.
Like, it was so easy to go through, and then we could have just bought a bottle, and I was so sad.
Yeah.
But I have a picture of it, so now I know what to get.
We have to look for it. We have to look for it.
We tried so hard. We went to, like, the duty-free store in the airport after we, like, went through security to see if we could find it. We were really close, too. They had that, like, type of wine, but they didn't have that same brand, so we were like, oh, that matters, though.
Yeah, it does. So yeah, that was a fail on our part.
Oh, well.
That night, what did we eat? Oh, I got McDonald's.
Oh, that was okay. I remember because the reason why we were a little bit almost late to the place in the first place was because we wanted to get food because we didn't have as much food because all we had were crepes. And I bought a quiche that day.
Yes.
Oh, my quiche.
It's a quiche.
I fell in love with quiches when I was there. I had a lot of them, they
yes.
were good. The night we got into Strasbourg was just such, like, a rough night that
so, rough.
So many things went wrong. It was just, like, we were first couldn't find out where we were going. We were both hungry. We couldn't find foods. I think we went to bed, like, without
We went without eating.
Lot. Yeah.
We were day. Just done.
We
and
were so done with that
I'm
day.
Looking at Matsya. She's taking this quiche out of her bag, and it is, like, smashed. Like, it's squished and, like, opened and in her bag, and I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, she's gonna lose it.
This is one. I would have. I don't even know. I think I was too tired to leave at that
I was
point.
Expecting you to just, like, start crying or something. And I just look at her, and she's just, like, so, like, nonchalant about it. Like, obviously not happy about it, but just, like, just accepted it in the moment. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Good times.
But, like, yeah. So the last day, we got some crepes in the morning. And then I bought a quiche. There was, like, this outdoor marketplace. Mm-hmm. So I bought a quiche for later. That also got squished a little bit.
Yeah.
I should have learned from the first day, but I didn't.
It's fine. Still ate it.
I still ate it. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then, so then after our boat tour, we were like, hey, we should still get some actual food in us because we haven't eaten, like, an actual meal yet. So we went and got pasta from this place. And they take, like, really long with the bill and, like, bringing you the check and whatever. And it's like, so we, like, as soon as we ordered and got our food, we were like, can you bring us the bill? We'll, like, pay, like, right now. Because we were, like, running. I think we only had, like, an hour before we, like,
we
only gonna
so
get
close.
There. Yeah. And I eat really slow, just in general, so.
I'm, like, downing my food, inhaling.
You did really good with that. You ate all of it. And I was just, like, I was trying so hard.
Yeah.
My stomach is, like, so small. I don't even know. So I was trying so hard, and I couldn't finish it. So I had, like, leftover pasta, a quiche, and, oh, I bought a thing from Starbucks a couple days before.
Yeah.
Like a cake. Right.
Yeah, you kept saving your food. I don't know how you do that. But every time I get something, I would just down it.
Well, it depends what kind of food it is. I don't know. Sometimes true. I'm like, I really want this, like, right now, so I have to eat it.
Yeah.
And otherwise, other times I'm like, yeah, okay, I can save this for later and, like, you know, make a meal out of it later. So I had leftovers for dinner, essentially, so I didn't need to buy anything else. But yeah. You got McDonald's that day. Yeah, yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the day we camped out at the train station for an hour.
Yes.
And doing messages and downloading, yep. Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine for later.
Talking to our boyfriends and our parents.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, good times.
They laughed so hard. They were like, are you okay? And we're like, yeah. No, we're just making the best out of our time at the station right now. Lots of stuff to see. Lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, no. Then we went back, ate some yummy food, and then watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You fell asleep.
Oh, we Tetrised your suitcase. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had to, like, fit everything in. That was, like, one of my favorite parts of, like, I don't usually like packing or, like, unpacking unless it's, like, a puzzle kind of thing.
That was pretty, yeah.
It was fun. It was so satisfying.
Yeah, we packed the crap out of that suitcase. It was great. The next morning, that's when we left, right?
Yes.
And we had a hell of a time even finding how to get to the train station.
Mm-hmm.
That was scary, too. I was, like, stressed. Because I'm like, we're going to miss this train.
No,
we
did. Okay.
Miss our flight.
Because, everything happened so slow there. So we got there, and we were, like, maybe half an hour before the train is about to leave. And we were stressed because we were like, oh, my God, that's cutting it so close. Like, half an hour is super close to the time. Because, like, at airports, they tell you to be there, like, an hour and a half before your flight takes off, right? Yeah. So I guess our mindset was, like, in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there half an hour before, but they still hadn't posted, like, which, like, gate or station, like, whatever track the train was going to be leaving from. So we were standing there for another 15 minutes, and we were like, is this ever going to show up? Should we just go look for it? And, like, finally it did, and we were like, okay. So things just, like, are really a lot more chill in train stations, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It was because we had missed one of the trains, like, the first morning train. So we decided to walk to the train stop because we thought it would be quicker, right? That's what it was?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, wait. Was that going to the wine tour?
I think that was the wine tour.
Never mind. I'm mixing up things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that was the day we were like, oh, we have to walk to the station first.
Yeah.
And then we don't know when it's going to leave. And then it's going to take longer because it stops. Tour. Yeah, that was the wine one. Well, this one, our seat was reserved on this train. So if we miss it, then we miss it. And we have to repurchase tickets. And then we'd miss our flight. So, well, I mean, the flight was, like, far enough away, like, we had time. But...
Oh, yeah. The airport.
Oh, the airport McDonald's. That was a good time.
Oh, my God. Michael judged me so hard for that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, we were, like, ordering it on the screen, and it was, like, do you want to, like, maximize it for, like, 70 cents euro? So, we're just, like, sure. Why not?
Why
that sounds
not?
Like a good
we're
idea.
Here. This is the last
and
day.
It was just so much food. Oh my God. So I've never eaten so much McDonald's in my life, but it was amazing.
We were really hungry that day, and we were like, I don't like airplane food that much, and like usually like being, I don't know why, it's just been recently, like last few years, every time I go on a plane and try to eat like actual food, I get like very like sick, like motion sick. So I try not to eat that much when I'm on a plane. So I ate a bunch before with the plan that I'm just gonna go and sleep.
Yeah.
Like, not need to eat anything else. But basically, it was so good. I have a picture of it, too. It's like this, like, giant burger.
Yeah.
It was so big.
Oh, no, I want more.
I know, me too. And I can't think, like, we had, like, those, like, they didn't have fries. I mean, they did have fries, but they had these, like, potato wedges there, too.
Yeah.
They were so good. They were, like, Cajun potato fries. Yeah. I had a McFlurry, and there was sundaes, and the Coke, and whatever, and, like, oh, it was so good.
So good. Yeah.
It was a good time, Kale. We walked, like, the length of the area that we were in just to find, like, a restaurant.
Yeah.
And the other ones we found were either, like, vegan and, like, super, super vegan. Like
expensive, too.
Yeah. And there's one that was, like, super expensive and fancy, and they had, like, this, like, electronic, like, menu sign or whatever.
Yeah. I think an eclair was, like, 14
euro
for, like, ridiculous. One eclair. And I was like, okay. No.
Not happening.
Yeah.
So we were like, McDonald's, okay, let's do that. And I spent, like, a decent amount of money there, too, for McDonald's.
Yeah, no. But I think it was like, it. 15 euro, maybe. Yeah. Because we got so much food. No regrets, though. Like, it's
no,
fine.
That was good.
Yeah. And we got food on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You slept most of the plane.
I slept. I tried. Well, I tried. I was, like, in this half, like, comatose, like, I don't know, state.
Mm-hmm.
You watched Tag that time, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, I watched Tag on the way there. Mm-hmm. How'd you find it?
I mean, it was funny. Like, it was a weird plot. Like, but it was good. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it.
Yeah. Tag is this movie, I don't know, it's about these, like, five bro best friends who've been playing this one game of tag, every month of May, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like, for the last 30 or so years. And this one guy, Jerry, who is actually Hawkeye in the Marvel series, is... Or Jeremy Renner, yeah. So he's the only one who hasn't been tagged. And the whole story is about them, like, trying to tag him and, like, their friendship and whatever. And, like, honestly, I've, like, from watching the Marvel movies, Hawkeye has been so, like, shunted in the movies for, like, so many years. And I was literally like, okay, if Jeremy Renner got the same moves that this Jerry character got on tag, then Hawkeye would be so much cooler. Like, honestly, it was so great. But, yeah, it was just weird. I don't know. Entertaining, though.
Yeah, I liked it, though.
It was, like, Isla Fisher. It had Andy from The Office.
Yeah.
It had that other girl from The Office who dated Jim before Jim dated Pam. Yeah. I forgot her name.
I don't remember
her name. Also is in Parks and Rec. She plays an Anne. Karen, maybe? Yeah. Yeah. That was weird.
And I watched some Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
I'm still obsessed with that show.
Are you now? Through. Okay, yeah. Good.
It is good. At the start of the trip, I was like, I don't like this show.
I was like, nah, just wait for it. It grows on you.
Yeah, Monty's like, you have to watch it. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yes, yes.
And it definitely grew on me.
It's so good. It's a good show. It's so funny.
Yeah, I love it.
I can't wait to watch season 6. Is that the newest one? Yes, I think so.
I'm only on, like, season 2, so I have a way to go.
Yeah, no, it's great. And after that trip, I downloaded the whole bunch on my phone, too. Oh, so yeah. I'm, like, making my way through it again. Yeah, and then we landed in Montreal, and we had data again, and it was great, because we could actually access internet without being charged or without having to worry about
it. That was the thing I looked forward to the most about coming back, honestly, at that
data.
Point. Yeah. I can use the internet.
Yeah, and I guess it was only, like, an hour or so layover in Montreal.
It was like no time.
Yeah.
Because by the time we went through customs and everything, like, we had, like, I don't know, like, 20 minutes for our gate started boarding. Yeah, it was quick.
And then we got back, and my parents filmed me as I was coming down the escalator. So now they have us on camera. I think it was so weird. It's like baby's first trip or something, you know, really? In, like, scrapbooks or whatever, you would see that. It was literally, like, that moment.
So. Yeah, she, like, oh, it was so funny. We just, like, see her with the camera. I'm like, what is she doing?
I had a feeling that would happen. Because I was like, you know what? That seems like something they'd do. But I was like, nah, they're not going to do that. No. Like, I have someone else with me on this trip. No. I see my mom, like, holding the camera. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know. Oh, man.
When I, like, went out to go meet Lindsay, they, like, wouldn't let her stop.
Oh, yeah,
they're, like,
yeah.
Trying to make people go.
Mm-hmm.
So she just, like, stopped me on the road, and I just walked out to her, and I'm like, I'm done. I've had a very long day. So I just, like, held up all the traffic, my suitcase in her car, and got in. And the guy's like, what are you doing? Crap. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going home. Like,
it's like, I'll be out of your hair in, like, 2 seconds.
Like, just stop pissing me off. I, like, already have the suitcase in the trunk. He's like, do you need help? And I'm like, do you see that it's in there? No, I don't need help. Like, you're smaller so than done. Me. Can we not?
That's so funny.
And this little guy, like, he's, like, smaller than me. I'm just like,
why would you even offer your assistance? I don't understand. Oh, man.
Good times.
Yeah, that was our trip. I think, I don't even know what I did when I got home. I went and ate food. Oh, yeah, my mom, and I told you that meal that my mom was going to make that usually we have. She didn't make that, so I predicted it right, yeah. So I had some of the food. It was, like, actual rice and home-cooked food and stuff. My digestive system still hates me. It's been 2 weeks. Nope, it's been a week and a bit. And it's still, not doing great.
We ate chocolate when I got back home. Because, like, Lindsay was there with Rob, Michael was there, Matthew's girlfriend was there. So, nice. Like, all of us were there.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, okay, we're going to just eat chocolate. Taste test.
That's awesome. That's a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. I stayed up way too late that night because we were just, like,
all talking. We didn't have anything to do, like, the next day. Anyway,
no, so but, like, fine. I was definitely tired. And I was like, oh, I need to sleep. You guys won't go to bed.
It's like, I'll tell you more about this tomorrow, maybe. Yeah. Like, you want to sleep now? Okay, no, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So my puppy.
Oh, yeah, Oliver.
He lost it when I walked in the door. It was so cute. My dad was like, what? What's wrong with him?
Wow, dad's jealous.
He was.
His little...
He's like, he doesn't do that when I come home. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I guess you did leave for, like, quite a bit of time. I guess, like, did you do that when you went to, like, Trinidad and stuff like that? Because you were gone for, like, 3 months that time.
See, dogs don't have, like, a perception of time.
Right.
So I don't think they even notice how long you're gone for. Because, like, I will literally go outside to bring the garbage bins in and come back in and he'll, like, freak out. And it's like... Okay, I was in the house 2 seconds ago. But okay. Yeah, so I don't know.
Dogs are funny.
Yeah. And now he, like, sleeps with me every day.
Aww.
Like, since I came back, he's been sleeping with me every night, which he doesn't usually do.
That's
I'm like,
so aw, cute.
You missed me. Yeah.
You did. Aw.
Yeah.
Well, that's really sweet. Mm-hmm. I should hold on to him and just be like, ha, take that, Dad.
Yeah.
He's my favorite
he's
now.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. that was our trip.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too, again.
Yes. We were already talking about that, like, on our way back. We were talking about that. Yeah. We hadn't even, like, I think it was, like, on the trip to Paris. We hadn't even gone on it yet, and we were, like, talking about where to go next.
So, stay tuned.
Yes, we'll probably be back with more of this later.
Yeah. Maybe 2 years from now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually was talking to a bro yesterday about traveling, and we had a very interesting discussion about tours. So, he thinks that, and we'll probably talk about this next time he and I do a podcast together. If he listens to this, he'll probably have something to say about it. So, basically, I was saying how, you know, we don't went on tours and stuff like that, right? And he was saying how tours are all, like, scams and basically want to take your money. And I was like, okay, yes, tours are there to make money because that's how things work and that's how things are in this world. But basically, we were having this discussion about, like, if we ever travel together, we're not doing tours. Oh. And I was like, wait, no, no. there are some things that we can't do without a tour guide. But then he was like, but, like, what if you just learn everything before you go and then just, like, go to the location and look at it and this, like, you already know the stuff. And I was like, but it's not the same that way.
No.
So we were having a very heated, well, like, I was getting
heated. That's why the tour was great. I don't think we would have been able
to. He agrees with that one. Yeah. He thinks that one was a good idea, too. So there's, like, it's, like, there's, like, different, like, I don't know.
Like, Chamonix, cons, yes, we probably drove there ourselves.
Yes. I feel like, now that we know that, though, I feel like if I ever go there again, I wouldn't need to take a tour. We'd just rent a car or something and go, So, like, stuff like that, But, like, I don't know. I was getting heated with that discussion. It's also, I don't know, I was just, like, at the end of my rope, and I was like, no, that's wrong.
Maybe he was just doing that to bug you.
Part of it, I think. It's funny. I don't know. But also, yeah, we were like, we'll compromise, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, can't go wrong with the chocolate tour.
No, no, it was amazing.
That's a must. Anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go, doesn't matter.
Just like in Toronto. Okay, chocolate
tour. Chocolate tour, let's do it.
It's fine.
Oh, man.
But, okay.
Any other stories / comments?
I can't think of anything. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
That was pretty good for winging it.
Yeah, nice. How long was that?
An hour and 15-ish.
Pretty good.
Yeah, cool. So hopefully you'll be on our show again at some point.
Yes.
We'll have more things to
Thanks
say.
For
we
having
should bring
me.
Michael back. We should bring Michael on board too.
Yeah, fun. Oh, we could do like a double date
podcast.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I could get bad.
Okay, so I think the next one after this one, we're going to be going to Shazam on Friday. Today is Monday, so for context, that's like 5 days. It's not going to be posted in order. It's fine. This is going to be completely irrelevant after a while. But yeah, so Shazam is coming up, and then we've got a bit of time before Endgame comes up. And then, yeah, that'll be it. Cool stuff. Awesome.